Tuesday afternoon, canoes or yacht arrive and paddlers ask permission to come ashore. 10 yacht are landing on the beach at Auk Recreation Area, the site of a former Khingit village. One is different from the others, though it looks exactly the same. Kayak Brandon Gomez from Deshu introduces the yacht at the landing on Tuesday.
This is the Wave Dancer. It's a 31 foot and a half dugout canoe made out of strips. And so it's made to the same specs as a dugout canoe so that this art form, this way of our life will not be forgotten. And that's so our grandchildren and their grandchildren's can participate on journeys and they too can learn to be boat builders and to wear their culture with so much pride.
The Wave Dancer is the first of its kind. It was made from smaller pieces of wood, or strips, instead of one tall pine tree, but to the same specifications as a traditional dugout canoe.
It's backwards from making a dugout.
That's Gudok J. Reed. He helped build and sail the Wave Dancer. He says they finished it just about a month before they set sail.
A dugout starts as a log and it's all removing the wood. And a strip canoe is the complete opposite. You start with nothing and you build up. It's a pretty neat process.
Carvers made the yacht in Juneau and then brought it to Haines to sail in for celebration. Reed says the journey was remarkable and the yacht held up.
It was beautiful. I feel some of my fellow boat builders say every canoe is an experiment. And this one was my biggest experiment yet, and it handled just fine. We know what we want to do different, and we know what we want to keep, and I'm excited to make a bunch more.
The strip canoe allows carvers to move away from using old-growth trees to keep traditional boat building alive. It's the brainchild of master carver Wayne Price. He came up with the idea more than a decade ago while he was helping build Shukahit, the Sealaska Heritage Institute's clan house.
I was edging away, and I didn't have nothing to do, so I dreamed up a strip canoe, and I worked really hard and got it lofted, made one that was half inch thick, and every time we come up on a wave, they get blown sideways in a headwind, so I said, it's too light, so I said, we should try to make one that is same dimensions as a dugout, inch and a half on the bottom, an inch on the sides.
He says this invention was born of necessity, with old growth trees becoming harder and harder to harvest.
That's the future. When we can't get the stand talls anymore to make a dugout, we can build one out of strips. And it still has the same expectation as the dugout. So that's pretty cool.
The yacht's journey for celebration was its first ever, Price says.
You know, we were going into this and we didn't know nothing. We didn't know, because it was the first one ever built. But we got it and put it in the water, and we did the sea trials coming down. We all had our sails up in 5-foot seas. We were clocked at 7 knots, and there's no water came in the boat. The strip canoe performed exactly like a dugout.
And now that it has arrived back in Juneau, it's time for these carvers and paddlers to head to downtown for celebration. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.